Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Nikki Limo episode. Little background information on Nikki. She was in the horror movie Smiley back in the day. She's also married to another big YouTuber named Steve Green, which I also had on my show. My favorite part of the episode was when she was talking about planning for her wedding, which was very interesting, just finding out all the costs and everything. I hope you enjoy. Have a great day. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. How you doing there, Stan, huh? Okay. We have a very special guest tonight, actress slash comedian slash YouTuber slash what else?
Good person
slash what else?
A cat lover.
Cat lover slash.
Oh, that's it. I don't have a long resume.
You got one more, or I can't continue. Think.
Fuck, I'm Filipino.
Filipino. Better than, well, we get another one on top of that. Slash.
I used to hula dance.
Ex-hula dancer. Slash.
You said one more.
Two more.
Oh my God.
Newly married?
Come on, I'm not defined by my husband.
Okay.
I'm a sister.
Steve, I'm on your side. Okay, that's enough.
I have a brother, so I'm a sister.
She has a brother.
Yeah, I just want everyone to know that.
Slash. Do we say good person already?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Also, bad person.
No, you're not bad.
Sometimes.
Welcome, Nikki Limo.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
You're comfortable? Everything good?
I am.
You haven't cracked open your seltzer water?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to ruin my nails.
Okay, do you want me to open it for you?
Yeah, could
okay.
you? Thank you.
Just off top, because I'm trying to get him uncomfortable. Oh, no. Do you have any girlfriends that could date George?
No, I have some girlfriends.
I saw him in your wedding video.
Yeah, I have some girlfriends that will date George, though. Man, no, I don't have any.
No, I'm going to ask you again. Do you have any friends that will date my man George here?
Friends, yes.
You do?
Girlfriends, no.
I'm going to ask you again. Are there any humans that you know
yes.
that will possibly date my man George?
Okay, humans, no. Friends, yes.
Okay, please do it.
Okay.
Because, hold up. 2018 is going to be George's year.
2018 is your year, George. I believe it.
Why is his face turns red? I love it. That's why
it
I do this, because his face
it
turns red.
It matches his hair. His beard is just all one color. It's like a mono, mono face.
He's a handsome guy.
I know.
Yeah.
You're a handsome guy, George.
Your husband's handsome.
Do you believe that?
Your husband's handsome too, by the way.
Hey, he's taken.
Shout out to Steve.
We
want Steve on here too.
Don't make it about him.
Okay, it's about you.
It's about me.
So how you feeling?
I feel good.
Okay.
I feel great.
I know you've been asked like the YouTube questions, so I won't even ask you any of those questions right now. I want to know your
YouTube questions.
Because you have a big YouTube channel and
There's questions about
no,
it?
No, I just have general questions.
Okay.
What outside interests other than like doing skits and acting do you enjoy doing?
I like cats.
Okay, you always like cats as a kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a cat memory?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about some cat stories.
I'm obsessed.
Your first cat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when did your fascination start with cats?
Okay, so probably when I was like four. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my grandma had three cats. She would rescue like strays that came in. Mm-hmm. And I always thought I was a dog person. Mm-hmm. But I never could have a dog. Like, my mom would never get me a dog. We mm-hmm. didn't have the room. We didn't have space for it. Mm-hmm. I understand now as an adult. We did not. It was true. Mm-hmm. I thought my parents just didn't love me, but it's cool. So my grandma had these cats, and I just, it was the first animal that I bonded with. And then I got my own cat. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hate cats. Do you hate cats?
You're making a face. No. I love them, but I'm allergic to them.
Ah, shit.
So when I go to my brother and Kalila's place, my brother's girlfriend, and they have three cats.
Yeah.
I need a pill, like an allergy
Dang.
Pill.
So are you allergic to me right now? Can you smell it on me?
No.
Your dog
you're fine.
Can smell it on me.
Yeah, my dog. So shout out to Kirby. He just had an operation. We cut his nuts off. So
it's okay, buddy.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't have
life
nuts
goes
either.
On, huh?
It's actually better without nuts.
You think so?
I like it better without nuts on me.
What's your cat's name? Right.
My cat's. Well, I have two cats. One's Franklin, mm-hmm. and one's Joe.
Where'd you get them?
Oh, you're asking a lot of questions.
I know
here.
We have a lot of time.
All right, I got Franklin at Kitten Rescue.
You rescued it?
Yeah. Well,
Dude, good for you. Good for you. Steve
thank
did.
You. No. Well, okay. Kitten Rescue, the organization.
Okay.
Did,
okay. But then
and
you
and then I rescued it from the rescue.
There you go.
So,
mm-hmm.
hero.
And then second cat.
The second cat was not supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. So I had a studio probably about this size, mm-hmm. and that's not enough space for two cats.
Oh, hell no.
No. Plus, my cat, I had already had him for like 4 years, and mm-hmm. he was super possessive of me. Like, won't let me out of his sight. Like,
really?
Always has to be on me. Like, people are like, oh, cats don't love you. My cat can't stop loving me. Uh-huh. Like, he's like a dog. Like, he just runs when I come home. He runs out from wherever he is and like jumps on my shoulders.
Oh wow,
he's really the best.
So it's a unique cat, because usually cats kind of do their own shit.
Yeah, like, see, that's what I like about cats, is that they do their own shit. Like, they're not needy. I mean, he likes love and stuff, and he comes to you, but it's more like dogs are like children to mm-hmm. me, where you like have to like be there for them, provide and like be there, like give them attention constantly.
Yeah. Especially with this guy,
right?
Yeah, he's smelling your purse. I don't know why.
It's because cats are all over it.
Oh,
tons of cats.
Yeah. Now, do you think you could communicate with the cats like telepathically?
I think I could do that with my own cat.
You see?
But not other people's cats.
Why?
Because you have to learn their personalities.
Yeah,
so this
yeah.
is what I'm saying, is that mm-hmm. cats, I feel like, are more like a significant other. Mm-hmm. So like, they could do their own thing and be capable and independent, but mm-hmm. then they also love you at the end of the night. Like, they'll sleep with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he sleeps in my bed every night. Like,
and they take care of themselves.
Yeah, and they take care of themselves.
You don't need to walk them.
I can leave for a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I just leave extra food out. If we're gone for more than a couple days, we have someone swing by and like feed them.
Would you ever trade one of your cats for Kirby?
Probably not.
Okay.
But he's very cute. That's not, no offense. I'm not. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, wait, like his back.
Is he mad?
No, his back's to you though.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not against cats. Did you ever think that you would talk about cats on like a
podcast?
Yeah, a podcast.
No, because I kind of feel like I'm being trolled, like, because it's not that interesting. And I feel like people out there are snoozing. They're like already, they skipped to the next podcast already.
No.
I'm sorry.
Hey, if you switched off this shit, man. That's fucking
good
not
for
right,
you.
Dude.
I mean,
this is Nikki Limo, dude. Respect it, okay?
Yeah. What's up?
When did you start getting into like cooking and all that stuff?
Okay, so that mm-hmm. is very recent.
Very recent.
Oh yeah.
What made you start?
Because I didn't know how to cook.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, it sucks, and it's very intimidating.
Yeah.
There's so many utensils, and recipes talk to you as if you know what the fuck they're talking about.
I don't know.
And you don't. We don't know what you're talking about.
So,
like, it'll be like, take a potato masher and blah. And I'm like,
who gets,
take a pastry cutter and cut the fuck.
Where do you get that shit?
It's not even a real utensil.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard of that before. There's so many utensils and pots and measurements that you never heard about before you started cooking. But most people, and mm-hmm. I didn't know this before, but most people started cooking when they were kids. Like, their parents would teach them how to cook.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
But you know how to make the basics. French
cereal.
Toast. No, not cereal.
Yeah.
French toast.
Well, now I do.
Omelets. Denver omelets.
Never made an omelet. I've made okay. scrambled eggs.
Me too.
Okay. Can you make a fried egg?
No.
Me.
I don't know how to do that. Do you know how to do it, Bryce? George? All right.
I wish I knew.
This motherfucker.
He's single. He's marry him. Okay, he can make you a fried egg.
We're pitching George again. George can make the best pot of chili that you'll ever taste in your goddamn life. So women, give him a chance. Hey, get the camera on him.
No, I kind of want to date him.
Get the camera.
I kind of want to date him now.
So this motherfucker can make the best chili in the world. Do you know how to make chili?
I do now.
All right, let's break that down.
All right.
Because I need to learn.
Oh, I don't know it by heart.
Well, just
you can watch a video on youtube.com/NikkiLimo.
Okay.
Search chili.
You have a video like that
already?
Just name some ingredients and stuff.
Beer. Beans. Tomatoes. You could add meat if you want.
He does a vegetarian.
Yeah,
one.
Me too.
Okay.
Thumbs up, George.
Yeah, George.
Save the animals.
You're missing onions, no?
Onions,
okay,
for sure.
Onions?
Yeah.
Jalapenos?
No, okay. I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that shit.
Okay, sorry. I don't even know why I brought that up. I'm so sorry.
You asked me to list the ingredients. Yeah. And you go see some wacky shit.
Okay.
Like, so, go ahead, Nikki. The chipotle pepper. Oh, wait, a chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle pepper, George? Yeah? Okay, cool. There's something in there that makes it smoky flavored. I think it's a chipotle pepper. There's a different type of pepper.
George, help us out,
help
man.
Help us out, man.
There's lots of varieties, but a chipotle would give it smoke.
Yeah. Yes. See? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just curious, just my own curiosity.
Tomato paste.
Or tomato. Don't you cut tomatoes and throw it in
both.
There? You do both? I'm just curious, my own curiosity, because usually when someone's making chili, it's like a big-ass pot, and I don't see how they do it. Do you just throw shit in there?
Yeah.
What's the first thing you throw in the pot? That's what I want.
Onions. Because you got to cook the onions first to get you, because they cook at a different speed than the other things. They're slow.
Oh.
So you got to cook those first.
And then what would you throw in next?
I don't know.
Think about it.
Diced tomatoes. Yeah, he's nodding at me.
Yeah,
that's right.
What? So, how do you substitute the ground beef? Because if it's vegetarian,
add more beans. So, say you only have black beans, add kidney beans.
So, what beans are like? You could add any
beans.
All beans.
Any beans. You can really add any.
How long does it take to cook a whole pot of chili?
Well, I've only done the slow cooker recipe, so. It was slow. It was 8 hours. It was just as advertised.
Fuck.
Very slow.
8 hours.
Yeah, but what's cool about that is you put all the ingredients in.
Yeah.
You set it and forget it. You go home. You go work.
Do your shit.
Go work out. Yeah, do your shit. Do your laundry.
So it's cooking on a low heat?
Yeah.
You can just leave it at home?
Just leave it. And then your house smells delicious when you come home. And then you scoop it out into a bowl and it's all done for you. It's like someone's at home cooking for you all day.
Top five spices you would put in chili.
Ah.
That's a good one, right, George?
Garlic. Salt. Pepper.
Pepper.
Chipotle pepper. It's always the last one that gets me with your list items.
Garlic powder?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He nodded at me.
All right. This interests me because I've gotten in. I'm going to break my stove out.
Oh, damn. Wow.
So, Bryce, you got one of these, right?
Love it.
It's an Awatani. You can get this at any Asian market.
You bring that in the car?
Yeah, I mean, there's a box. See that black box near the trash can?
Yeah.
It just goes in there, and then you just put the gas right there.
That's cool.
Bryce, do you like it?
Best ever.
So you could do it at the beach?
Camping, everything.
That's so cool.
So we're looking for sponsors right now for the show. So Awatani. Holler at us.
Get it.
Awatani.
So, Awatani.
Have you used anything like this? Because you have a real kitchen at home.
Yeah, I do. I have a real kitchen,
you're very fortunate.
Portable one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because not everyone has a kitchen.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
What's
your favorite thing to cook out of everything?
Oh, gosh. You're coming at me with the hard ones.
What is Steve like?
I don't fucking care.
Okay.
asking a bunch of questions about it.
He's your husband.
So? He makes the grossest shit.
He does. Okay, that's like, what I want
to... I'm like, go ahead and make your own food.
Yeah, top five grossest plates Steve Green has made.
No, Steve only makes one thing, and what it's is bad.
It? What is it?
He cooks frozen chicken with stir-fry veggies from the freezer. Everything's from the freezer. But he doesn't... You would think, like, that's pretty easy. You know, you take from the freezer, it's already pretty much cooked for you. You just put it on the stove. But no, he doesn't thaw out the meat first. He just does. Straight from the freezer right to the stove. And it's the chewiest, rubberiest meat you will ever chew in your mouth ever. It's almost amazing how bad he can make it. And then on top of that, while it's cooking and like there's smoke fucking everywhere because the freezer burning.
You like watching him do this shit?
I smell it from the other room. So like because Steve. So while it's happening and this chicken, this poor chicken that didn't deserve this.
Oh my God.
It's the
Steve.
Freezer burn is burning off. It's like off of the stove. Yeah. And he puts Tabasco sauce on that.
Oh, so oh that's my man, because I love Tabasco. Fine. That's my man,
okay,
Steve.
Try smelling it with a burnt chicken freezer burn and Tabasco. All and just it just infiltrates your nostrils.
Oh, he marinates it with that?
Yes.
Oh, no, Steve.
Yes.
Steve.
Like, not after it's cooked. Oh, while it's cooking.
Stevie.
The frozen chicken.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he can make?
And it just goes inside your nostrils. It's
oh my! Has he made
not,
it for you?
Not fun.
You're
no,
not, you're not going to eat that.
Oh no!
He doesn't cook for you.
No, I don't want him to.
So you cook for yourself.
No, but I tell him go get me Chipotle, and he's very able to do that. So that's keeping
Who
our marriage
like
alive.
That? I love Chipotle.
Yeah, me too. Chipotle was our first married meal.
Really?
As a couple. Right after we said I do, we hopped on a trolley and we went to Chipotle, and the whole bridal party got out of a trolley and went through the Chipotle line. And we all got Chipotle.
We saw, you know, we were just watching your wedding video before you came in.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
And my girlfriend, who you guessed her ethnicity.
Yeah.
She cried.
Filipino.
She cried when Steve was saying his vows.
Yeah, everyone did. Except for me, because I Dude. Was trying to think of other things while he was saying it because I didn't want to cry.
Yeah.
Because I cry very easily. And I had just done my makeup. I got like the bombest makeup done.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Thank you.
Yeah, you had the hairdresser.
Yeah,
your
and
homegirls.
That took a long time. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't taken pictures yet. So mm-hmm. I will be goddamned if you're going to ruin my makeup before we get pictures taken. You know how much wedding photography costs?
No, let's break that down too. So if,
oh my God.
For anyone's planning, who's planning
oh my
a wedding,
God.
How much does that
I had no idea.
How much does that shit cost?
So, okay. So I was like, we're going to keep this real low budget. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get everything done for under $1,000.
That's right.
I didn't know. I thought like the most expensive birthday party I ever had was mm-hmm. like $500. That was like, you know, I got some bottles in the club, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, basically, a wedding's a joint birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So $1,000 tops, we could do it.
You had a budget, right? You're like, fuck,
yeah.
$1,000.
That's what I thought. That's mm-hmm. what I thought. I didn't know because I'd never been to a wedding before. By the way, P.S., my wedding was the first wedding I went to.
Oh, for those of you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I didn't know. And now on top of that, they jack up all the prices once you say the word wedding. And they check on you to make sure you're not lying.
Damn.
So I thought maybe we could just get away with being like, it's an event.
Can I guess how much you spent?
Yeah, go
overall?
Ahead.
20,000?
No, less than that.
17,000.
More than that.
18,000.
Yeah. Guess how much my budget.
That's a lot of money,
like,
dude.
Guess the max budget I had planned.
For the whole thing?
Like, after I found out it was going to be more than $1,000.
$2,500.
No.
$4,500.
I thought $10,000.
Oh, $10,000. Yeah,
so my parents Woo. Were like, we'll give you $10,000. You can use it for the wedding or for a house. Because I had been like, fuck this wedding. I want a house, right?
Your parents offered?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So then, yeah, it was super nice of them. I was like, I'm going to have so much money left over after this.
Mm-hmm. Like, they seem like nice people. I saw them walk you out.
Oh, they're the best. Yeah, I love my parents. Yeah. And Steve's parents are the best, too. I really
I didn't
like
see them in the video.
They were in there.
Oh, they were?
Like, Steve danced with his mom.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't get that far.
Oh, no, I didn't get that far. Yeah, I didn't get that far.
But, like, yeah, they were really cool. Like, a mm-hmm. lot of people were like, oh, I hate my in-laws. Not me. I love mm-hmm. my in-laws. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Sherry and Chuck. What?
Yeah.
That's a Steve move.
Do a couple more shout outs. Do a couple more. Who else? Brothers and sisters.
Shout out to Dane.
Shout out to Dane.
Nate Green.
Nate Green.
Jen Green. Well, her name's Gustafsson now.
Gustafsa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mufasa.
Mufasa Green.
No, that was.
Oh, okay. Eustasa.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the bud. So 10 G's and. Then how did you get the other money?
Well, okay, so it takes 18 months for, well, to plan my wedding, it was 18 months. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like you just give someone $18,000. Like, it was like little by little. So they break you down like that. Like, you think you're holding your ground, and then, like, you don't realize.
Who's they? The caterers?
The wedding industry. The man.
So you went to
the patriarchy.
You went to a certain place for them to plan the whole thing?
No.
Okay, you do separate things?
Yeah, because no, it's so expensive. Okay, if you have money,
let them know.
Or time, then a wedding is great for you. Because you could just hire, if you have money, you can hire a wedding planner and they'll do everything. They'll You just tell them what your tastes are and they'll be like, this, this, or this. And you go, that one. And then you just do that for the whole wedding. You're just like, that one, that one, that one. It's so fucking easy for you. If you have time, then you're just at home like, I get all this time to pick out and like make my own shit. Yeah, like, yeah, right? Yeah. But if you don't have money or time, you are so screwed. You have no idea. There is no place for you in this wedding industry. So what they do is they break it down like, okay, like get the cheapest venue you can get, right? So
you're in City Hall, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's gotta
you
be
think
cheap.
It was free.
It's free,
it
dude.
Used it used to be free.
No, it's a public place. It has to be free.
No, it's free if you elope there.
What does elope mean?
What?
Elope?
Yeah, you never heard elope?
No, what does that mean? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's when you get married and you don't tell anyone, basically. Oh. Like, you just go to the courthouse and you sign a paper.
Oh, you just
and
do
you're
it.
Like, we're married. It's basically like you get knocked up and you're like, I don't want my parents to know.
Sure. Boom, boom,
we're married. Boom.
Boom. Right.
It's all said and done now.
Fuck.
So, like, you need two witnesses, I think, for that. And so that's like, yeah, that's still free. I think it's $100 for a marriage license still. Yeah. So it's $100. But
fuck, man.
Yeah, so it's at the courthouse. It used to be free, but then people caught on that. That's actually a really beautiful location for a wedding.
Yeah.
The Sunken Gardens.
It's outside.
Yeah. We had our wedding at the Santa Barbara Courthouse, which is like the Sunken Gardens is like, it's just pretty. It's outside. It's grass and flowers and it's great. And the architecture in Santa Barbara is award winning.
Did they provide the chairs?
No, I had to rent those out too.
Fuck.
Yeah, they don't give you shit.
How much were the chairs?
Okay, so I split it with this other wedding that was happening at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. So between the two of us, or maybe there was three of us, because they do like three different segments for weddings. I had a wedding coordinator and she had other clients that were getting married that same day. And so we split it and it was $250
for how many chairs?
For 50 chairs.
That's some bullshit.
50 chairs.
Couldn't you have just went to IKEA and just brought
you
your
could,
own chairs?
If you have a delivery system for that,
so
and you want
to
do that.
For those of you who want to plan a marriage, never go and rent the chairs. Buy your own chairs like these on the Stevie Weeby Show.
And then you have to hire a delivery guy, though.
Oh, God, that might
or
be
like
more
a truck.
Yeah, that's going to be pricier.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm wrong. So I take that back.
Or you're setting it up in your wedding dress.
Yeah.
And
no,
like
I'm taking that back.
The
I
chairs.
Actually go do it legit because I thought about each of these chairs are $15.
That's what I'm telling you. They got it all figured out.
Fuck.
They are the man.
Yeah.
Okay, so
let's keep going. So it's,
so,
I'm trying to think as I go.
So you think like, okay, instead of buying this expensive wedding venue where they have everything provided, you know, because it's like $50 a plate or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like, I'm going to go cheaper and I'm going to find it separately, right? It doesn't end up being that much cheaper because of this shit. So
give me another example.
Okay,
what about
so,
the cake?
The cake, I was like, okay, I'm not spending $500 on a cake, which was like...
Baskin Robbins, dude!
Yeah, well, you know what? I thought Costco at first.
Yeah,
I was gonna go,
dude, Costco!
I was going to go Costco, but then there's this place called Crush Cakes and they make these little cupcakes. And that was actually, I thought was a... pretty low budget option, but
how much
it was still $300 for like 100
three and two, you're already 500.
It was 100
down the...
cupcakes plus a cake topper.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know.
All right, give me another example.
Okay.
What about the catering, the food and stuff?
So the food, we did Trejos Tacos. I was gonna do Chipotle, but they don't deliver.
Shout out to Trejos Tacos. Where are they at?
They're off La Brea right here.
Off La Brea.
Yeah.
And Trejos,
and
if
Cahuenga.
You want to sponsor this show, Trejos Tacos.
You know Danny Trejo?
I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, so he started this.
Holler at us, man. I'm a big fan of your acting and everything.
Me too.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'll talk to Bob. See what happens.
Talk
to
Bob. Yeah.
Let's. I like this wedding thing because this is interesting to me.
So we were gonna do Chipotle. That was our cheapest option.
Yeah, dude.
Right, but they don't deliver. So then I'd have to have someone pick it up. But I can't have anyone pick it up because they're all in the wedding.
Your homegirls.
They're in the wedding.
Fuck.
Yeah. So
George would have done it.
Well, that's true. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. You gotta ask George.
We should
have
asked George.
Yeah.
We didn't think of that.
So fucking Chipotle doesn't deliver.
No. So we had lunch at Chipotle.
What about Postmates? They could have Postmates.
They could have, but that's more expensive.
Is it? Because it's so much food.
Yeah, and they have to set it up.
Fuck.
So, okay, yeah. So then we were like, we had dinner one time at Trejo's Tacos in Hollywood, and we're like, oh, this is bomb. Like, I wonder if
the street tacos?
They're street taco style.
I love that shit.
So we wanted to do buffet style.
Yeah.
And what I like about Trejo's Tacos, sponsor us, by the way, P.S.
Trejo's Tacos, holler at us, man.
Holler at us, yeah, at least. Please. Shout out on Twitter. Yeah,
exactly.
They do vegetarian tacos, like vegan and vegetarian. And we had some vegans and vegetarians. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they did jackfruit tacos for us. Mm-hmm. And it was bomb as fuck. Like people, carnivores, like people that love meat, eating up the jackfruit tacos. They were so good.
How much was it for Trejo's Tacos?
So it was like, we had 100 guests.
Mm-hmm.
110 guests is what we were planning
for. And that's
for.
Small too for right, a that, wedding. I know, Come on, dude.
That was the number one regret I have, by the way, P.S. with the wedding planning, is that we cut out a lot of our friends. Because I have a huge family. I have a huge Filipino family. 90 people on our Filipino side.
The Filipinos, your dad's Filipino.
Yeah, my
dad's.
Mom's white. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my family alone was like 75 people. And then Steve's family was like another 20. So it was like 95 people were just family. And then, so we had to cut a lot of our friends out because
95 and then George.
Yeah, and then George. Well, he's family.
Yeah. Is him and Steve, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on the Steve side.
We'll get to that. Yeah, keep going. Yeah, please.
So like we had to cut our family or our friends out, and I feel so bad because there's so many people that I would have loved to have there.
Like who? You can make amends too on the show if you want.
That's true.
So go ahead, do a couple that you regret.
Well, like a lot of YouTubers, like a lot of.
Go ahead, name some.
Eric. Yeah.
She's sorry.
Josh.
Leva. She's sorry.
You put me on the spot.
Yeah. Now, like, if she misses somebody.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Oh, we'll edit it.
All the JK crew.
JK News in the house, fool.
Well, we
love them.
Yeah, we love them too.
David. Well, so
we didn't really. We had already had the guest list set. Before, like, we got close to the JK crew. Because then we got really close right next to the wedding with them. But
they're good people,
like,
aren't they?
I love them.
Those are the
people. We
peoples.
Were so bummed that they weren't on, that we didn't invite
God,
them. And, like,
you,
couldn't
oh,
get the invites.
Man, that would have been
know.
Oh, man.
I know. And then on top of that, family
man.
Didn't even show up. So there was, like, 25 spots.
You could have had JoJo and at
I
least
know.
Bart and JoJo roll through.
Right?
Right?
And then, like, yeah, then like
you cool Gio too? Gio?
Yeah,
that's your homie.
Gio.
That's your homie.
I love Gio.
Oh my god, yeah.
Gio, Tiff, Julia,
yeah, all of them,
all the ladies, yeah. JK.
They're the best.
Yeah. No, I love them, and so there's that whole crew.
Do you feel guilty about that?
Oh, like,
did it eat you up a little bit inside?
A little bit. I feel like it would have been more fun.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Yeah,
and like
they're so
you
entertaining.
Only get one wedding.
Yeah.
And but like. We just didn't know that family was going to bail. People bail. People don't tell you they're not going to show
RSVP,
up.
RSVP. You didn't RSVP?
They RSVP'd and didn't show up.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah. I had planned on the other way around. Yeah. Like people that didn't RSVP showing up and we not having room for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't plan on like 25 people just not showing up.
Right.
Like
right.
people just not showing up.
Shame on you, man.
Yeah.
You don't fucking do that for a wedding, okay?
Our guest list was tight and you didn't show up.
So... Whoever did that to her, please apologize.
You're dead to me. I don't even know you.
Apologize to her.
I don't even know
pronto,
you.
Pronto, okay? Let's go back to Trejo's Tacos. How much was the...
Trejo's Tacos. I love Trejo's
Tacos.
Tacos. Yeah.
How much was the vending? Go ahead.
It's like $2,500.
For Trejo's
Yeah.
Whoa,
Ouch. I mean, this is for 100 people, too. Would you break it down? That's like $25 a plate. It's not okay, that
okay.
bad.
Okay, okay, yeah, yeah. Ooh, that's still, just that
I mean,
number, though.
Yeah,
ooh,
I know.
2,500.
Yeah, it came with some bomb-ass...
You could buy, like, a used Honda Civic or something for
you
that.
Could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, keep going. So, wait, what are we down? We're down...
Okay, but this was cool.
We're down about 5,000 right now, aren't we? 4,000.
Yeah. And I didn't even...
Because you said 500, 400.
The dress.
That's what you're talking about. They slowly build.
Slowly,
500,
yeah.
400,
and
350.
You make a deposit on each of these. So like
you have you, to do
like
do
so
a deposit.
Yeah, you give like a half up front. So you're like, oh, it's not that bad. You know, it's like,
oh,
here's
shit,
500
man.
Bucks here, 500 yeah. bucks there. And then all of a sudden you get hit with all these invoices. And it's like...
God, your stress level must have been
oh,
out
it was
the roof,
out the
man.
Roof. People are like,
oh.
why aren't you making YouTube videos? Why is your content dying? It's like, well, because fucking this shit. And how come I have to plan it all? I didn't ask for this.
What's up with Steve?
Well, Steve can't do it.
Steve, man,
he doesn't do it right. So, like,
Steve Green, what's up, man?
Right,
Steve.
I know. It's like when I broke a dish when I was a kid because I didn't want to wash dishes anymore. It's like that's my husband, but he didn't mean to break the dish.
He owes you that for cooking that chicken,
right?
The Tabasco chicken.
No, not only can he not cook, but he cannot plan a wedding.
But you did it all.
I did it all.
You did it.
I did.
Steve.
And I'd never been to a wedding either. It was like not like I had any guidance. My parents got married on a Tuesday on their lunch break.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Talk about eloping. Like that's
cool.
My mom went to go back to work after
that's
she got married.
That's what eloping is.
What? Yeah, and her boss was like, what? Go home. Like, what the fuck? Why are you here? And she's like, well, because it's work day.
Hey, they saved a lot of money.
Yeah, they did. They did. But I think there's a part of her that regrets it.
Why?
Because it was so
fun. They're still married, right?
No, they are.
Yeah.
But like, you know, but now that's all they have. Like, you didn't get the wedding, that experience. And that was my whole big thing is like, this was stressful as fuck. This is like expensive. But at the end of the day, at the end of my life, I don't want to have any regrets. I don't want to have something that I wish I would have done. Mm-hmm. And it's not like you can redo a wedding or a marriage. Yeah, unless you get remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could renew your vows, but it's not the same. People don't care as much about that, you know? And so I wanted to have that bright experience. I wanted to know at least what it was like. So at least I could complain about it later, like, and know what people were complaining about.
Right.
If it sucked, like, I could be like, yeah, it totally sucked. I went through it. Yeah, you know? Like, but if I didn't go through it, then I'd have to just wonder. Like, would it suck? I'd probably be like, yeah, it probably sucks. And I'd probably...
Did you... rent a limousine too?
No, a trolley.
How much was a trolley?
That was 400.
Fuck. All right.
Oh, I know. Let's and then we had champagne on the trolley too.
How much was that?
Popping bottles. We went to Costco, popping bottles. Yeah.
Shout out to Costco.
Shout
they
out
got
to Costco.
Great deals
I know, they
and
really
everything.
Do.
My mom loves the pizza there.
Are they sponsoring you?
Yeah, so Costco, if, man, we're really struggling with the sponsors. Costco, holler at us.
Like
Stevie Weeby Show, please
it's
holler at us.
Really good deals.
They have great deals.
They
wholesale,
do.
Yeah.
I got my TV
I like the
there.
Way you think, though, because you're like on a budget. And
thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm on a budget, but I won't sacrifice quality.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what Costco has for me.
Are you, what's your sign? Are you?
You want to guess?
Well, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, Steve's a Virgo.
Yeah, Virgo.
And you're both named Steve.
Yeah.
Are you
I'm,
the same person?
No, no, I'm not. Trust me, I'm not. No, I'm a small Korean guy.
Okay, okay.
But I'm very nitpicky. I'm pretty frugal and I organize, you know, I'm like very tactful as far as that stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing we have in common with.
Yeah. Is he like that too?
Yeah. Like we like to get, like we like to, we like a good deal, right?
Yeah.
But then.
He doesn't spend.
He doesn't, no.
I don't spend.
I spend.
Yeah, Ilani spends more than me.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's usually the women, right? The women.
Yeah, well,
do
there's
that.
More things for us.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's what it's,
guys don't.
It's a conspiracy.
What is it?
Well, because they tell you you need makeup, you need clothes, a lot of things guys don't need.
What the?
Do
fuck?
Do you need a purse? No, you don't. Do you need makeup? No,
why
not really.
Why is lip gloss like $50?
Right.
Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Like Mac. Why do women need? I need Mac.
I don't.
Why
I don't,
Mac?
That's like such a '90s reference. Like that's,
Mac.
Yeah, it's not even.
Okay, so it's not Mac, but the designer shit. The designer shit. Hey, just bleep the new shit. The real shit that's out.
Yeah, yeah.
Bleep that in.
Just insert Smashbox.
Yeah. Is that? But that was 2000.
NARS.
That was 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mac was 2000.
Okay, thank God. I thought I was outdating myself.
No, Mac is 2000.
Ooh, God, I almost broke sweat.
But you know, 2000's like...
Ooh, Mac.
There are 18-year-olds now that were born in the year 2000. Do you understand? Like, 2000's no longer just around the corner. It was like long ass time ago.
Oh my God.
Right?
I'm dating my... I don't even want to begin to think of that.
It don't.
That freaks me out.
I
that
just
freaks
listen,
me out.
All I do is listen to 90s music and pretend that we're still there.
Oh my God. So let's go back. Let's go back to the wedding. Let's go back to the wedding.
Okay, go back to the wedding.
What other... like let a couple other...
the dress.
How much was that?
So I went in being like, I'm not spending money on a dress. Like, there's such pretty dresses you could find.
Not at Costco.
Not at Costco, okay. No. Costco, upgrade your wedding dress selection. I bet you could make a killing off that.
Can they go to like a thrift store?
I don't want that juju on me. If anyone's put it, like, what if their marriage didn't work out?
What if
the bride died in it? You don't know.
There's energies attached to the shit.
I don't want that. I don't need any of that
I
in my life.
That shit.
Me too. That's why I won't shop at thrift stores. Unless you sage it, like kind of sage it or something.
Thanks a lot, George. George, these lamps he got at the fucking Goodwill,
sage
man.
Them, sage them.
Thank you. Thank you. No, man.
I think someone died in there.
This place is haunted, by the way.
Well, yeah,
and
yeah,
it
you
happened
go.
Once you got these goddamn lamps.
See? That's what.
Haunted by friendly ghosts. Caspers, dude. All
Caspers. Wow. You got lucky.
That's a t-shirt.
Caspers,
dude. All Caspers.
All Caspers.
Fucking asshole.
Can you imagine, though, like a place trying to sell like tickets to a haunted
fucking
hotel,
George.
But they're all friendly ghosts? Everyone like went there for like a horrifying experience and they just get greeted with kindness.
Did you have any ghostly or haunting stuff before the wedding or during the wedding?
Like, no.
Nothing
Are you
weird?
Into that?
Yeah.
You're into that shit?
Oh, this place is haunted.
Is it?
Well, my neighbor's is up front.
Oh, I'm a woman of God, so they don't bother me.
Catholic.
Yeah.
Same
well,
with
it was Catholic.
But dude, that's that Filipino side, man.
I know, that's
you
how
you gotta
I was
do
raised.
It, man.
You gotta do it.
I've showed up to Mass. Yeah.
There you go.
I did the whole
So we're saved.
Yeah, I did
so,
the whole thing.
Yeah,
man.
You
know,
have you seen ghosts?
I was almost possessed or
Sinner.
Haunted. No. And I'm from a place called Poway.
Oh, okay, I've heard of
in
it.
In San Diego.
Yeah, yeah. Steve's from Poway too. How the
what?
Fuck?
Are you kidding?
No.
George
Escondido and Poway. Yeah. Yeah, so you're
George,
both
you
Virgos.
Never said
and
that.
It's named Steve.
He's from Escondido, Poway?
That's how you get the ghosts.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh my God. You never said this, man. He's from my hometown.
How could you not say this?
That's my hometown. So he's from my hometown.
Yeah. Well, he'll tell you he's from Indiana, which is a joke. He moved when he was 5,
what
but he's
school,
still a Colts fan.
What high school did Steve go to?
Rancho Bernardo.
I went to the
other one?
Yeah, Poway. I went to
you guys
Poway.
Were rivals?
Yeah.
Rival schools?
So he was a Bronco.
I guess.
RB Broncos.
I don't know your shit.
Okay. But anyway, so in Poway, my house was most likely built
haunted?
On a like an Indian burial ground. Yeah. You know, it's crazy because I talked to my mom like recently. I just was in Arizona. They live in Arizona now.
Yeah.
And I always bring it up. Like, mom, tell us, did you have any experiences? And she goes, oh, yeah. Like,
no.
Like, I was held down in my room.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't move. And I had Bible verses all over because I went to church camps and stuff.
Yeah.
And they held me down, and I heard all I heard was,
oh my God.
But like a legion, like not just one voice, like a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Voices.
They're trying to get in your body.
Yeah, or they're holding me down. And so.
Because they want your body.
I don't know.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, but I tried to say, yell Jesus.
Yeah.
But I could only get the J-E.
That's what happened to
Steve. I was like, you know.
Whoa.
That happened to Steve.
Swear to God. Well, I don't know how much I can say. So, George, you might want to talk
to him. Okay, yeah, we could edit.
But, so he gets sleep paralysis. And he gets shadow men in his sleep that, like, where he's basically out of his body.
Did you say shadow men?
Yeah, like shadow.
Ask him tonight if shadow these shadow people. Men have, like, top hats on.
Cause sometimes.
Because my dad has seen them, too.
Whoa.
And when he was about, my dad was about to die. He had a severe stroke.
Wow.
And when we went to, my brother and I went to visit him in the hospital room in Gilbert, he couldn't talk because, you know, this was a gnarly stroke.
Yeah,
so he was, let's say the bathroom was over there. He was like,
oh.
And then my brother's like, what is it, Dad? And then he found out, like, there is a shadow guy, a man with a top hat.
Fuck.
Like, have you seen Poltergeist 2? Yeah. Maybe, like, a Reverend Cain, like, shadow. Did Steve experience that, too?
Well, I don't know if his have top hats.
Yeah.
But they're big, and they hold you down, and so... He'd been having a lot of episodes. Like, he's had this since he was a kid.
Yeah.
But he started getting, like, a lot more episodes in a row. Like, he was where he got insomnia and was scared to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Where in Rancho Bernardo did he live? Did he live in the Poway side? Anywhere near Poway?
I don't know.
It'd be interesting for me.
Yeah, it would
personally
be
because I just discovered Poway, the root word is Pakway. Like, it's an Indian derivative word.
For derived you from die, Indi-
like, no, it's like an Indian tribe, like an Indian word, yeah. Like Poway, Pak, something like that. So, and I just found out more shady shit of how my parents got the house. It was like a bad deal, like where the previous owners, which was my mom's sister.
Yeah.
They like probably knew some shit, but didn't tell her.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
So it was like a shady type, you know. Yeah. Like, well, here you go. We'll just cut some of the price off. Here, your family move in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So okay. So you try to say Jesus, right?
Yeah, I tried to say Jesus, okay. And I couldn't say it. But then I finally went Jesus, and I yelled it.
Yeah.
And it just like
yeah,
like the weight had lifted. Like, no joke.
Yeah.
I'm not even religious. Like,
no, that's what happened.
I'm not religious, dude. Like, but there's something that's. That these spirits or ghosts are—they're afraid of that.
There is some power to that word.
Yeah, there's some power to that word.
Because basically, Steve and I were both raised Catholic.
Yeah,
and then we had decided, I decided in like eighth grade I didn't want to be Catholic anymore, and he decided somewhere around there too that he didn't want to be Catholic anymore. So neither of us—we're both spiritual, but neither of us were like really religious.
Yeah, me too.
Right, and so then he started having these episodes, and
how old was he?
When he started, he was little, like 5-6.
How old is Steve, if you don't mind me asking?
He's in his 30s? Like 50-something. He's 50. No, he's 32.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 32.
Okay.
And so, like, well, maybe, like, 2 years ago? A year or two ago, he started having a lot more episodes of these shadow people, and it was like getting nuts where like he wouldn't go to bed, like he was not sleeping at night, and he was just scared to go to bed, and then he had heard that, like, you know, why don't you try using the power of Jesus Christ, basically, and he's like, at this point I'll try anything because it's just insane. So he told me he was gonna try and say Jesus.
Did you
name.
Ever see this shit?
No, so basically when he is experiencing this, he can see his body and the shadow men like trying to get in, right? And he can't get back into his body. And he sees it like in real time, like, so he sees me sleeping next to him and he can't like wake me up, right? And he's
scary.
Yeah, and
that's
he's tried scary. So hard. He's screamed. He's been like, Nikki, wake up, wake me up, wake me up. And I don't hear anything. Nothing happens. I'm also a really heavy sleeper. But this, all of a sudden, I remember I was in bed and I was sleeping and I hear like Jesus, and I was like kind of laughing.
Similar to my story.
Yeah. And I was like, I was like, he's having a dream and he's like sleep talking because I sleep talk.
No, he's
about
to get possessed.
I totally forgot.
Yeah.
And about the Jesus Christ thing. And then he kept Jesus Christ, and I was like, oh my God, he's saying Jesus Christ. And I start like waking up like, Steve, wake up. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. He was present that whole time. Like, he didn't come out like a guy that was sleeping like, oh, what? He was like, thank you, oh my God, thank you so much, thank you for doing that. He was trying to get in his body the whole time.
Yeah, he needed help.
It was insane. And so after that, we started sleeping with a Jesus candle next to our bed. We tried to get a crucifix, but we just didn't find one. And so I had a Jesus candle.
That's crazy. It's similar to my story.
Yeah.
It's similar.
And like, as soon as
you tell him tonight after when you go home?
Yes.
About what I told you about Poway and my experience and what my dad experienced.
Totally.
Because, this shit's real, man. Like, you know, I honestly believe like that this is an illusion. This whole thing's an illusion. Like when we're like caught in like a modern day Matrix type shit, and there's shit out there we can't see, like archonic forces and reptilians and other demonic things that are like feed off our energy and shit.
Totally.
And we just can't see it, but they're there.
Right.
They're like on the cusp of the third and fourth dimension.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because there's dude, I'm telling you, I feel bad for the there's a single man that bought the house.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Because, dude, he was going to experience some days of hell there.
Shit.
A single dude, good luck.
And there's people, by the way, like, it's not just like, oh, there might be stuff out there. There's people that can see these things walking around.
Yeah.
Like,
some of it's bullshit, but some of them are real. Some of them are real.
You can write everybody off. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, who knows who's telling the truth and stuff. But I can tell you firsthand that Steve's one of the most cynical people I've ever met. He would love to believe in anything. Yeah.
He's real. He's not a bullshitter.
No, yeah.
Like,
he's
funny. I could tell. I don't know him, but he seems like funny and he jokes around, but you could tell he's a real dude.
No, yeah. He always takes the side of would rather figure out like something not being true, right?
Right.
So like he wouldn't just jump on like, oh my god, a ghost, you know? He would be like, what scientific reason could this be first? And like, well, maybe there was a draft, maybe there was this, maybe there was a light shining and it looked like a shadow or something like that.
No.
But this is not that.
I don't know what they're called.
And it's like, did you feel goosebumps? Like raining of goosebumps?
No, I felt them holding me down.
That's insane.
They're holding me down. And I was under the covers and I was profusely sweating.
Dang.
Like I was like sweating and I could not move. Like, and the voices were, it wasn't one voice. It was a bunch of them, like a legion of voices.
Oh my God.
It was so scary.
But then
my mom and dad, like going back to them, like, cause I needed confirmation, like maybe I was tripping, I was young, but my mom said, whenever they parked, it was only on that side of the house. And whenever they parked, because the garage was on that side hallway with me and my brother's, you know, bedrooms. And they said they would have to run from the garage to their fucking room because they felt like they felt like they were trying to grab them, pull them down.
Ew.
And my brother, same shit. And then have Bob talk about this on Tiger Belly because I brought it up to Bob. I go, dude, like this happened to me. And he's like, yeah, the same thing happened to me. He had to jump in the swimming pool to get those motherfuckers off.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's real.
Dude.
And you know what I found out last time I was in Gilbert is that it's on that side. That's the reason why they built the other section of the house, like the TV room. We built a whole different section on the other
side.
It's because of that fucking reason. But I found that out like a week ago.
Ugh.
Because my mom's like, that's why we built the room, extra room. Because that fucking side of the house was fucking demons, man.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Like, it's real.
And you don't know when you're buying a house. Like, you don't know.
What?
You don't know you're about to buy a haunted house.
No. You know what? I would like, I don't know if, because today's technology is so off, you know, it's off the charts and shit. Mm-hmm. There's probably, like, there are shows like Ghost Hunters and shit where they get the EVP.
Mm-hmm.
That would have helped me out.
Yeah.
If back then in the 90s, we had electronic voice phenomenon, whatever, those machines, those recorders and the fucking software for that shit, that would have helped us out.
But
that would have helped. You know?
Would you have believed it?
Yeah.
You know?
I think I would have.
Before experiencing it?
If I could hear it.
Yeah.
If I could hear it with headphones on and I'm like, hey, then give it to your friend, listen.
Yeah. Or,
Mom, you listen. What do you think? Come on.
Yeah.
That's like,
damn.
That's a lot of proof.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean,
so Steve, that's crazy that one, that Steve's, we're from the similar towns.
Yeah.
Two, like we
same name.
Same name.
Star sign.
When's his birthday?
August 27th.
Oh, God. mine's the 25th.
Okay.
Because let me tell you something. If you would have said the 25th, I would have said, Bryce, cut the camera. I need a break. Dude, he almost, was it?
Are you 32?
What?
Are you 32?
No, I'm in my 40s.
What?
I'm 8 years older.
Oh my God.
Way more older.
You don't age.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But.
Like no wrinkles at all.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. See, George, I'm like, you know, we could tell the sponsors that I'm 32.
You really could.
I'm 32.
Also,
you know?
Baseball hats like make everyone look younger too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start wearing baseball hats soon.
I'm 2 days. Almost his birthday.
Yeah.
But we're still on the cusp, Virgo, Leo cusp.
Uh-huh.
Very similar.
Yep.
I need to meet. So Steve Green.
You're both comedians.
I tried comedy. Do you do stand up?
I did for seven years, but
you out here?
I did, yeah, but
yeah, like, I did open mics out here. Okay. I haven't done it in a while, but I used to do it out here. George does it.
Right? Yeah, I know.
So if for those of you who do comedy in LA, George has an open mic at Tribal Cafe.
Especially you single Wednesdays. Ladies, go out there, check them out. Wednesdays,
Tribal Cafe, go support George's open mic.
Give him your number.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so ladies, let's reformulate. Let's reformulate this. Ladies, George has an open mic at Tribal Cafe every Wednesday. So if you like George or you're interested, come on through.
Go on through.
Little Ray might show up soon, right?
Little Ray might show up.
Who's Little Ray?
I don't know. He's just some guy stuck in outer space, some cowboy guy.
What?
But we'll get into that some other time. No, it's a puppet show I have at the end of the show. Okay. You won't see it, but it's a puppet show I do at the end.
Okay, cool.
But this is interesting, so talking about this ghost stuff.
I know.
Huh?
Your parents moved to Arizona?
Yeah, they moved to Arizona.
So they went from ghosts to aliens.
Yeah.
Because Sedona and like...
Oh, that's some different shit. Yeah, you know about that shit?
Oh, yeah.
The fucking...
Yeah.
And the energies and shit.
Yeah, and the compasses, nothing electronic works there. Like, it all just goes crazy. And
yeah, dude. Crazy. This is becoming like this conspiracy theory podcast. Yeah. I didn't plan on it.
Yes, now, you did.
No, I didn't. George,
first question before I sat down. Do you believe in conspiracies?
Look, see these?
Do you like ghosts?
No. See right here?
Yeah.
Look what I have. First YouTube videos.
Well,
how
boring.
Did you get your start?
That's so boring.
I know. Transitioning into other types of videos. Example, cooking. 4, other outside interests. 5, how she met Steve Green. 6, wedding video. We got to the wedding
stuff. Yeah, we did. Good job.
7, tips for YouTube starters.
Quit.
8, how do you deal with negative YouTube comments?
Just quit.
Nothing about the paranormal or the supernatural.
Yeah, but you knew.
No. Look, on the back, even on the back, I have some notes on the back. Your social media, websites, and then promotion. George, I did this for you, brother. Because he always asks me, are you prepared?
What are you planning on
talking to him about? Are you prepared, Steve? I did some planning myself, Steve. I typed this out. I printed this out. It's like 8 pages of shit. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I'm not going to ask them
ladies,
that.
Ladies, you want a man that's going to organize your life?
You want an organizer?
Ready.
Keep going.
You want a redhead ginger organizer for your life?
He's red here, and he's red with the hair up down here.
We don't need to know if the drapes match the carpet.
He's got that Polish thick sausage you ladies will love. Are you Polish?
Is his mom watching? Does your mom watch this?
God, I love
Hopefully
it when his
not.
Face turns red.
I know, me too.
But on a serious tip, I'm hoping he meets a girl. This 2018 is
your
fucking
year.
It's your year,
George.
It's
What's
your
star
fucking
sign?
Year.
Scorpio.
Me too. Holla.
You know, one of the things Scorpios do?
Virgos.
Ladies,
are good.
Take note. If you were to date George, he would protect you with his stinger.
Yeah, and the claws.
And the claws. So if you're with George, he's going to protect you, man. He's a protector.
Yeah. And also, Scorpios are really loyal.
Go ahead, keep going.
Unless you betray us, then don't
betray
freaking
George.
Kill you.
Yeah.
So don't betray George, and you're fine.
Do you have any family members from your Filipino side that like white guys?
Yes, almost all of them.
Huh?
Pretty much all of them.
Do they know who George is?
Probably. I mean, did you meet them at my wedding?
I met a few folks.
Yeah, so like most of my cousins are single. They like white guys.
And dude,
we just moved to Cleveland though. So
okay, George could fly him out here.
Yeah,
yeah. Where were we? We were jumping all over the place. Mm-hmm. It went from I did not plan on talking about Steve in this supernatural type way or ghost stories. I didn't. Happened. It's not written down.
They wanted us to talk about it.
Who's they? The shadow people.
Gives them power.
Have you?
I like fucking.
Have
around.
You experienced?
No. Well.
It's because you're Catholic.
I don't know. I mean, because I was raised Catholic. Steve was raised Catholic, too.
Really?
You know? So.
Yeah. That's on your dad's side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did get sleep paralysis before.
Let's hear about that. I love these stories.
So in my sleep paralysis, it was always, I figured it out. Mm-hmm. It was when you get too relaxed. So I'm like never relaxed. That's probably my secret. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to you. Steve and you are too relaxed. You're just an open vessel for fucking ghosts to go through. Because I used to want to astral project. And the reason I couldn't astral project, you know what astral project is?
Yeah, it's like you leave your body.
I read all about it. I got so excited.
There's a book somewhere about that.
I really wanted to do that because you can fly to anywhere in the world. Yeah. Like, you can leave your body, go anywhere. I couldn't do it because I'm not relaxed and I'm too controlling and it's typical Scorpio, you know? And so I couldn't do it. But I found out the reason I was getting sleep paralysis and like it was starting to happen was because from smoking hookah. Hookah would relax me.
Oh.
By the way, I can't smoke pot because I get even more intensely neurotic than when I'm not high.
Yeah.
Like most people smoke and they chill out and then I'm so jealous of them. Yeah. I smoke pot and I'm like, oh my God, everyone's going to
get paranoid.
Yeah. I think I'm going to die. Like everything's going to die. And stoners are like, you just need to smoke the right strain, man. I've smoked every fucking strain. It all makes me paranoid. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I don't smoke. But I used to smoke hookah, and it was relaxing.
At the hookah bars?
No, I had my own hookah at home.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was great. So I'd be in my apartment and a big papa's on chair, and it would just be relaxing. I watched Netflix and smoke hookah.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, it was just a good way to wind down. It's like having a glass of wine, but like it looks way cooler.
How'd you get the different flavors? Is there a hookah store?
Oh, yeah, there was a hookah store. Oh, okay. I lived off of Hollywood Boulevard, and so literally I would just walk across the street, and there would be this hookah place.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
With all this.
I lived off Hollywood Boulevard off Whitley.
Oh, you were right next to me. Yeah. I was on Cherokee.
Yeah, I was on Whitley. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right near the... there's a liquor store right there on the...
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We were neighbors.
Dude, that's El Sketchy off the boulevard. You know, we could...
It is, but I
It's sketchy off the boulevard. It's totally. There's some weirdos.
Yeah.
There is some weird shit going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, I have a conspiracy about the boulevard and how there's like Freemason, because the Jimmy Kimmel building has that Freemasonry thing written on it, and how I feel like there's a weird vortex of weird Masonic energies.
What do you think about the Denver airport?
What do you mean? Is that haunted too, or is there...
You haven't heard about the Denver airport?
No, go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so like the Illuminati totally controls that place. Like that's like home base.
Is there imagery?
Yeah, everywhere.
Is there symbols?
Murals.
Because that's a giveaway is the symbols.
Yes.
The symbols are a dead giveaway.
There are gargoyles. There's freaking, like, you got to go there. Or look it up on the internet. But
George,
like,
you know about this?
I've heard just very little about it, yeah.
Okay, the Denver airport has a mural of how the world ends. And then they have symbols
that's
everywhere.
Like, that made me think of Damien. Omen, Damien.
Oh, yeah.
About the Antichrist, those movies.
Oh, yeah, there's children burning in the mural. There's like, children would they have that? Why?
Children burning?
Yes.
Kirby! Sorry.
Why would they have that imagery?
Yeah.
Of children burning.
Yeah.
And there's like, okay, so there's a mural and it's like how the world was, like all peaceful. And then all of a sudden everyone's dying and burning in hell. It's crazy.
What terminal is this in?
It's I don't know what terminal.
Yeah. When did you do people haven't complained about these?
Oh yeah.
Images?
So like, oh no, it's all over the internet. Like you can look up and like Denver Airport, the first thing that comes up is probably that. But we had heard about it. We watched a documentary on it one time, and then we went there for a Broncos Colts game. And it's
you guys
nuts.
You guys are Broncos fans?
No, Steve is a Colts fan.
Okay.
And Peyton Manning, you know, was do you watch football?
No, I don't know. I know nothing about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, the Colts quarterback switched to the Broncos.
Okay.
And then they were playing each other.
So you guys needed to go to that game.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So
gotcha.
That was like an anniversary present for him.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm cute.
Okay.
So yeah, we went to the Denver airport and it was pretty intense. I'm not going to lie. And there's certain areas that you're not allowed to go. No one's allowed to go there. And like not even people that work at the airport can go there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it just goes, and there's tons of underground tunnels and like there's tons of electrical.
Wait, wait, there's tunnels?
Yeah.
There's tunnels at the airport?
Yes, like there's tunnels.
You said underground.
Yeah. And electrical.
Because I feel like there's tunnels off the boulevard underneath the Jimmy Kimmel building.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Kodak Theater, there's reptilian imagery, the statues, and the way it's set up.
Yeah.
And then get this, where the fuck are the Oscars held every year?
Right.
There.
And
there.
Do you know, people
at the fucking, where the reptilian statues are.
Where the reptilians are.
And across from the Jimmy Kimmel building with the Masonic fucking and shit
could,
on it.
People will laugh at you. People could.
Dude,
like,
Jim Carrey fucking was talked about
but
it.
But that's why they get away with it, is because anybody that talks about it, they just look crazy.
But Jim Carrey's not crazy. He's smart. Perfect.
Not if he talks about that, then he's just
a
crazy
guy. Who in here are Jim Carrey fans?
Well, I used to be. He's kind of...
Everyone in here raise their hand.
He got crazy, yeah.
No, everyone in here raise their hand.
He worked on me.
I fucking love Jim Carrey shit.
Well, Dave Chappelle talked
Big
about it.
Big fan.
Yeah.
But he had to move to... he went to Africa.
Yeah.
He must have had a mental breakdown for real.
That's what I'm saying.
He knew,
like,
the real. He knew the real.
And Michael Jackson, rumors that
he knows the real.
He was going to talk about it on his tour. That's the rumor. And then they killed him right before the tour.
God damn. He wrote some damn good songs though, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking damn good music.
But I think that it's perfect for them to hide in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what better way to hide a mass conspiracy than make it look like people are crazy if they talk about it?
I just had an idea. Can we do this?
Yeah.
For the future, can we do a collab, like YouTube collab, where we go visit like Masonic temples?
Oh, I'd love that.
Or go haunted houses.
I can't do that, but Steve would love that.
Yeah, or I'll do it with Steve.
Yeah.
I like both you guys.
Steve would love to do that.
Do you think
that.
Steve would, do you think I'll get along with Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Steve's
good.
A really get along with a bull guy.
Okay, good, good, good.
As long as you're not bullshitting all the time, then
I'm not bullshitting about this.
No,
for real. Like, I already told you what I went through.
No, I mean, as a person, if you're not a bullshitter, you're not.
Yeah, no.
You're not.
But I would like to do like some kind of collab, because I'm new to this YouTube shit. You know, you guys have been doing it, and we'll get. Can I ask you a couple questions? Can I ask you?
Go ahead, shoot.
Like, how do you like settle into this YouTube shit? Like, how do you? No, because I look at your channel and I'm like, fuck, she's got like so many videos. Like, it's like legit. Like, you do cooking things, you do vlog shit, and the camera looks great, and like the editing's on point. Like,
thank you.
What pointers do you have for, like, I'm actually, this is the only thing I'm talking about on the list. What pointers do you have for a YouTuber starting out? Like, what the three things you would tell them?
Okay, so I would start out with something that you're passionate about.
Okay.
And I would just do it. Like, you don't... I think people spend too much time thinking. Right? And I'm an overthinker, too.
Right.
But, like, if you just have to do it, because you're going to suck. Like, the first video is going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hate yourself. You're going to be like, I shouldn't have done this. But you have to. Like, you have to do that one video, get out of the way. Or your first video is great, and you can never do it again. Like, you can never, like, replicate the greatness of it. And you'll be like, why? Because you have to do it a lot before, like...
How many videos have you done?
Oh, my God.
Like, are you in the hundreds now at this point?
Oh, like 600. Like, on my channel alone. That's not counting, like, all the collabs and...
George, 600 on her channel alone.
I used to post 5 days a week on my channel.
What?
Yeah. It got nuts.
Oh, no.
I don't recommend that, by the way. Don't do that.
You did it 5 times a week?
Don't do that.
Did you get burnt out?
Oh, yeah. That's what happened. So I had to stop.
Well, this is interesting, because people out there want to do it.
Yeah. So you start with something you're passionate about, and you just do it, because your passion is what's going to drive you. Don't try to do what's popular, what you see someone doing that's getting views,
and you want
to get views. Don't do that. Just
I've started doing that.
Yeah.
Like maybe I should do prank videos.
No, that comes later.
Or maybe I should
pranks
do
are over.
Okay.
No one wants to do pranks anymore.
Yeah, but I would never do that.
But like, so first you start with something you're passionate about,
mm-hmm.
then you get a little bit of an audience, mm-hmm. and then you sell your soul and start doing what's just trending on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
How do you know what's trending? Do you, like, what does that
even
mean? Because
everyone, you start realizing, because the more you're on YouTube, you start watching other YouTube people, and people will just start doing all the same videos. And you're like, I hate these videos, but they're getting views and I'm not. So I guess I gotta do these.
Is that what you did?
So yeah, kind of. I mean, I think you should keep your personality.
But you have to do like what everyone.
But yeah, like you have to do what's popular.
What if you don't though? Then you're not gonna get. You're not. Gonna
I mean,
see.
You might go get, but you went. Maybe not. You know.
And I don't know.
So,
if I don't know. I gotta think
so
about.
So here's
this.
How I balance it. Is
hey,
like
is he, I think he's like the light. The light bulb's going off in his head. He's thinking.
Maybe.
Does George know what's trending?
I don't know. Do you know what's trending, George?
I used to.
What's trending right now?
I don't even know. I don't even know where to look.
Slime videos.
Hey, Logan Paul. Oh yeah, slime. Anything.
Logan Paul slime.
What's
Paul slime in your title? You'll get a bunch of views.
What are slime videos?
Slime. You don't even want.
They just
know.
Get slimed.
Do you want to sell your soul right now?
No.
Because I can give you the ingredients.
No,
but
I don't want the ingredients. No. No, forget the slime. I'll give you poo slime. They'll get the poo slime.
That's why it drives me nuts when people are like, your channel, you've been on YouTube so long, how come you're not growing? Because I don't want to do motherfucking slime videos. I don't want to do like what 8-year-olds like. So YouTube is the main demographic. Is that Chew?
Yeah.
You Chew?
Yeah. I'm from Poway.
That's so weird.
I'm from Poway.
Are you a baseball player?
No, I used to wrestle. I wrestle for Poway.
Wrestle?
Yeah, I'm a wrestler from
Wrestlers
Poway.
Wrestlers do that?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's weird.
That's why I'm not going to grow, because I do this shit. But keep going.
Okay, so my dad used to Chew.
Okay.
Okay, but anyway. So yeah, like the main demographic on YouTube is 8 to 13-year-olds. So you do something that appeals to 8 to 13-year-olds, that you're golden. Like, you do funny voices, and you do like quacky things.
Yeah, I watch Ailani's niece and what they're watching.
Yeah.
And there's this, you know this Filipino guy, he does the mannequin video, and he's just like, he's like in a room filled with mannequins, and he's just like looking, like it's just, but the kids love it. They're like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why do they like it?
Yeah, that's what you have to be. But yeah. But YouTubers, big YouTubers don't realize this. They think that their audience is adults, but it's not.
It's kids?
No, it's all kids. Yeah. Any big YouTuber that you know, like I'm talking like big, gets lots of views, their audience is kids. And then they're gone in 2 years because the kids become adults, and then they're like, we don't want to watch this garbage anymore.
Maybe I could do another character where I'm a clown.
You could.
Like Bozo the Clown.
I don't know if kids want clowns, though. Oh. I think they want people that act like clowns.
Okay, just, we could edit this out.
You could be here's this, though. You could be Jim Carrey of the modern world, and the kids would think you invented it, because they don't know who the fuck Jim Carrey is. Because they don't know.
That should be against the law.
They think
kids,
you
if you don't know
it.
Who Jim Carrey is, then, I don't know what to say to that. So you have to go and, like, study what kids like, and then do that shit?
Yeah, I don't have the patience for that.
So what do you think? You did some of it, but you didn't do all of it.
Right. That's
because I like the cooking shit's cool.
Thank you.
The cooking shit's cool because it's like everyone will want to learn to make a different plate they don't know
how
to.
So that came out of nowhere. So like what happened for me is I had my comedy channel, which I was doing sketches on.
That's cool.
And then I had my vlog channel, which I was like vlogging real life, like just like very little editing and production, just
that's
like
cool too,
vlogging with my phone, you know.
That's
and
not trending though. That's just something that's fun to do.
It was
right?
fun for me. Yeah, okay. it was almost like therapeutic because I didn't know how to just be myself on camera. I'd always been an actor, and you know, you don't look at the camera, mm-hmm. so it was really hard for me to just be myself and talk to the camera. So mm-hmm. Steve suggested that I vlog for a month, and I was like, okay, I'll do it for 30 days and see what happens. I think I'm going to hate it, but I'll try it. And I ended up loving it.
Like, what kind of camera do you got? It looks so crisp.
Well, now I have, I'll show you.
Yeah. Show it. Please. Yeah. You have it with you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to see. Because
really
it looks crisp.
I dropped it a lot. Okay. But.
Hey, that's similar to the one
I
got.
G7X. Or G7X.
George, I got the same one, don't I?
Pretty similar.
Our vlogs don't look as good as theirs.
It's a matter of like holding it at like arm's length and not shaking it too
I
much.
Swear to God, I have a similar type camera and it doesn't look as good as
look like that?
No, it doesn't look like the way your final product looks. It looks, that's all you're using?
Yeah. That's it. Look how sad he is.
I was expecting you to break out this crazy fucking big Canon with the lens, because that's all it is. That's your vlog camera?
That's my vlog camera. Yeah.
Then I'm doing something wrong. Because where's my... I have the same fucking one, dude.
Right
it's fucking right here. Isn't that the same one?
That's very similar.
Mine looks... My vlogs look so much shittier. My vlogs look so much shittier than what you're doing. Hmm. It looks like I did it on a 1984 camera. I'm so embarrassed of myself.
A 1984 camera, like a handheld.
Yeah, like a handheld shit one. Okay, well we'll talk more about it, George, later. As far as
aesthetics, Steve, you know.
Huh?
It's all part of my master plan.
Yeah. Okay, let's... okay,
I'm going to try to give you a different quality, maybe.
Oh, is it on the wrong setting?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, jeez.
Way to show me up live on the show, Nikki.
I don't think I can do it, though. So you're saved, George.
And then the sound picks up on yours, too. It comes in crisp on your channel, yeah. On your vlog stuff.
You can't cover this as a microphone. I don't know if you accidentally hold it.
That's where I hold it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay, hold on. I'm about to have a fucking heart attack. That's where the mic is. I'm about to slap myself.
No, but everyone does that when they first get it. I swear to God, everyone does that. I used to do that.
God, thank Steve God he came. Yeah. Thank God she came. Oh, so Jesus. So anyway, so okay, let's go back. So you don't have to do everything that's trending. You could still stick to your roots.
So yeah, so what happened for me was like I had them separated. And I was just vlogging and I had a lot of fun with the vlogs, and then people felt like they connected to me more with the vlogs because I was being myself and I wasn't acting in something.
Yeah.
And that's really what YouTube is about, is like people getting to know you and like relating to you. Because
the people I see, hey, how you doing out there? Tony Maroney here with another video. And it's like this huge, kids. Like, yeah.
It's for kids.
I can't do that.
And I can't do that either. But if you do that, you will probably have a bigger following because you'll get kids, but they won't get your jokes. You can't like say a dick joke after that. Like the you can't do both.
But what about kids are into farts and stuff, right?
Yeah, they can do farts. You can do farts. I think you found your brand.
Dude.
Just be wacky and talk about farts.
No. I'm going to... The real fart, yeah.
Wow, method.
Sharts, too. So, hey, listen, guys. We'll start with farts, then sharts.
You're killing George.
George, have an open mind. Because kids love fart jokes.
They do. So be big and fart.
Can you show poo and stuff like that on YouTube?
They'll probably not show it.
God damn it. All right, well, sorry.
You can allude to it, but...
You can't show the poo.
I don't think you can.
Because that'd be something I haven't seen, like real poo stuff.
Well, there's a reason.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to think that there's an untapped market.
Watchers. You want to get the poo watcher demographic? You're right. That's a very niche market.
That's a great title.
Yeah.
Like Weight Watchers? Poo Watchers. Poo Watchers.
Yeah,
that's some new shit. Pound on that. That's some new shit.
I get a percentage of whatever you make. Watchers, whatever that poo
that's
is.
That's the shit right there. That's the bomb right there. So, how old are these kids again? Like
8 to 13.
God dang. Why so young? Like, why aren't there. I think our demographic's like 20 to 30.
Yeah, well, that's.
Right, George?
I would hope so. Otherwise, people don't understand the.
Speaking of poo.
They don't understand.
Do you smell that?
No. You smell poop?
George, can you go in the bathroom to see if Kirby pooed?
You smell that from here?
Yeah.
Wow, you have a bionic...
Turn the light on.
Looks good.
Okay, thank God.
So maybe it was just your own self?
Yeah, it's just my breath. It's probably my breath.
Okay.
So is there anything... How are we doing on time? This is a great one. This is a fun one. We doing good on time? Will you come back on to the Stevie Weeby show in the future? Steve will, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Steve Green. Shout out to Steve Green. You had fun.
No, I will come back. I love this. This is great.
Do you think we left anything out? I think we covered a lot of stuff.
Okay, can you explain this guy?
Oh, yeah. His name's Cole the Troll. Found him on the street.
Okay.
I found him. And there's probably an energy.
Don't. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Why are you touching it? Did you sage it?
No. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, you can't complain about ghosts when you just bring ghost items in.
He's my friend.
Okay.
He's my buddy.
He has a little rap album, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Cole his the pants?
He doesn't have any, but he came like this.
Okay.
He's my friend. So we start plugging all the stuff, like if you have any shows coming up, your social media, your Facebook, your Instagram, your channel, everything.
This is so overwhelming.
I know.
Yeah, so everything's Nikki Limo, youtube.com/NikkiLimo.
How do you spell that?
NikkiLimo. Mm-hmm. It's like limo, but it's not. It's limo. I get a lot of limo services following me on Twitter thinking I'm one of them.
Oh.
It's really fun. So on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Nikki Limo. On Facebook, I'm official Nikki Limo. I don't have shows coming out, but I have a movie that's playing at Slam Dance.
You have a movie?
Yeah.
Won't you plug that?
Yeah,
right?
Well, that. My husband Steve wrote and executive produced it, and then
what's it about?
It's about an ex, like a faded out TV star who mm-hmm. neglected his family most of his life. Mm-hmm. He gets in hot water with his daughter, who is they're about to get married, and it's a same sex marriage. And mm-hmm. the dad hooked up with her friend, and like it's very
okay
high intense.
The dad hooked up
with the fiance, basically.
Oh,
but
damn.
Didn't know, thought it was one of her girlfriends.
Damn.
And they get to the place, and like it's her, the daughter's fiance, and then, you know, it's a big like trying to cover it up because yeah. they're like getting married, and it's the wedding
high drama.
Yeah. So it's a dramedy. It's mm-hmm. it's funny. It's like an indie, you know, that indie feel. Mm-hmm. But I act in it.
So you're starring in it.
I'm like supporting it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yes. He better put you in it.
Yeah.
Steve.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. What's the point of marrying you? You don't put me in shit.
Ooh, that
you
was a low say? Blow there. All right, we'll edit that out
just
too.
Just kidding.
I'm just kidding. He knows what's
he
up.
He knows.
So, and then what about your social? You said your Instagram already?
Yeah. Nikki Limo is everything.
And
on
then,
there.
Do you have your own Patreon? You don't have Patreon?
I don't yet, but okay. I was thinking of starting one.
Yeah.
Just because I want to do more sketches, and my main excuse is that it's just a budget that I don't have.
Oh, you could do GoFundMe too, huh?
You could do that.
Yeah. You play video games too? You're a gamer?
I like Nintendo.
Because I'm going to tell you, me and Bryce have been talking about this. If you start getting into gaming.
Yeah. Girl gamers.
Dude, you would kill shit.
That's
you would
so true.
Kill the game. And all you would have to do is just put on a headset and then just play.
And just be bad at it.
You don't even
it.
Have to be good at it. Right, Bryce?
I wouldn't be.
Dude, your number.
Single shooter games? I can do 007 GoldenEye and that's
dude,
it.
Dude, most of the games are like that. Will you consider it?
I would consider it.
You got a gaming unit at home?
I do.
What do you got?
I got an Xbox and I got a PlayStation 4.
Why aren't you doing this?
Because I don't
know. Dude, there's it's I'm telling you, Bryce, we had
this
conversation.
True. Yeah.
It's the future. Twitch is I'm telling you.
Do you know about the fake girl gamers that like
dude,
they get exposed all the time because they don't play their own games?
Yeah, but they're doing
no,
the
I
thing.
No, yeah. But I just think it's interesting that's a whole thing that a girl gamer is such a thing that like girls will fake playing games and just to be the front
to be on camera and do their thing. Hey,
yeah,
man.
To get horny guys that are teenage boys that are playing the game. And
10 bucks.
Fantasize
10 bucks,
about this
20
girl
bucks, 20.
Being good
wow,
at this
must
game.
Be nice.
It's really her boyfriend being good at the game.
Just at least girls play the game. You don't have to be. Just at least play the game. Jesus.
All these guys getting trolled and they get mad. Yeah. And there's a mob that's like, either her channel should be taken down.
Look what we have here. And then you're going to do us the service of, I'm going to guess what's in these things. And then this is a game I like to play. And then you could open it.
Okay.
So here, hold this one.
Oh, thank
here.
You.
And then here's a pair of scissors here. And then you could cut the top.
Okay.
I think.
These come. Peak, so I want to make
okay,
sure
so.
These come with tabs. You don't need scissors.
I think that.
You always make the Filipinos handle the mail?
I think that there's posters in there.
You're wrong. There's a postcard. No, there's not a postcard.
Okay.
No peeking.
Yeah, there's posters. Posters in there.
It's not posters.
Okay.
Are you still saying posters?
Yeah.
It's not.
Postcards or stickers. Stickers.
Nope.
She said postcards.
There's probably like magazine, like a magazine or
nope.
Comic books maybe?
No.
Okay, I give up.
It's a t-shirt.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It says Exploring Realms.
Wow, we were just talking about that tonight.
Is it your size? And then what I thought was a postcard is actually a regular card.
Can you read it? Can you read it?
For the viewers?
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Loving the podcast. Keep it up. Here's an art tee I made to protect you from the interdimensional alien demons. Do you like Rick and Morty, by the way? Do you like
Rick and Morty? Yeah. I got it. Yeah, they're that's on Adult Swim, right?
Yeah.
Damn good show.
Put this on before you travel deep into the underworld. Art show at Zanzibar Coffee, February 25th through April 1st. Instagram at Jacques/Lizotte.
So shout out to, his name is Jacques?
Put that on the screen.
Yeah, so shout out to Jacques Lizotte. Lizotte. Sounds French. So thank you, buddy. I will definitely wear the shirt. I will definitely wear it.
That's a cool, that's a really soft shirt.
Yeah, it is. Shirt. And I like the design.
Yeah.
And this is from our Nathaniel coming through again.
Nathaniel.
Yeah, that's the homie right there. He controls our Facebook fan page. And,
that's cool.
Yeah. I know there's stickers in here, I think. Yeah.
Are you saying you want stickers?
I'm not. I just, I feel
stickers?
Like, I think it's Kirby stickers. I think I it's Kirby. Like I, no, I think it's Kirby stickers.
Anything else? Do you think there might be anything else?
No, these are Kirby stickers, I believe.
What's Kirby stickers?
I designed a sticker like a Kirby.
What does it say?
It says Stevie Weeby Show.
Nah.
Kirby at the bottom.
Okay, there are stickers. I will give you that.
The Kirby stickers.
Oh, they're Kirby stickers.
Yeah, boy. There you are, but boy.
There's also these stickers.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's like,
Ghetto
oh, that's
Child,
cool. Yeah, that's skateboarding stuff. Yeah, that's a...
You skate?
Yeah, I do, that's for cool. fun. Ghetto Child stickers and the Kirby stickers are here. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Oh, how do people get the Kirby stickers, Steve?
Well, they can get...
Facebook fan page.
Yeah, he controls it. Shout out to Nathaniel again, coming through.
So the only way to get those stickers is to go to the Facebook fan page, Stevie.
Yeah,
Weeby Show?
The Stevie Weeby Show, the Facebook fan page. And with that
Facebook
being said, thank you, Nathaniel. As always, love you, brother.
Thanks, Nathaniel.
And I gotta do a couple plugs myself.
Yeah, sorry, I put my drink on.
It's fine. So I have a Bandcamp, StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Download those songs, get some of those songs, purchase some of those songs. Stevie Weeby Patreon, okay, make that pledge. Our band, the band I'm in, Mongchi, can you get it right here? Can you get the band in here? We're doing a festival. We're doing Grizzly Fest. Snoop Dogg's gonna be there. Nas is gonna be there.
Whoa.
Fantagram's gonna be there. Action Bronson's gonna be there. And Mongchi's gonna be there too, motherfucker. So get your tickets at www.grizzlyfestival.com. Okay? Yeah, it's a band. May 18th and 19th. All the Mongchis out there, please support.
I heard you're a rapper. Too.
Yeah, I rap and I yell stuff too.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we could talk about that after the
okay,
show
but
too.
The band.
Yeah. So support the Mongchi. Mongchi's going to be doing a festival, okay? Can't wait. Dude, I'm a huge fan of Nas and Snoop and
yeah, me too.
Fantagram. I love
awesome.
Fantagram and so I just want to meet them. Or I don't have to meet them. I'll just like, if I could just see them backstage.
Yeah.
I would trip out. Oh, maybe I could vlog.
You could.
I could vlog.
There you go.
Like,
now
you know,
you're
like,
thinking.
Now I could like get like.
Some BTS.
Yeah. With that, thanks for coming. Do you have fun? Was this fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
You'll come on again with.
I will.
Steve will come too.
Sure.
Steve Green.
If we have to. Yeah.
Steve Green, we want you next, brother. With that being said, it's time for Little Ray's World, man.
Welcome to Lil Ray's World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens, dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's World.
Goddamn, Beep, we're still stuck in this goddamn hell dimension, man. What is this? Who are you, man? Your name is Tom the Bomb, is that correct? Well, why the hell do you look so mad, man? You look like you're about to red zone or something, man.
your wife wanted your money, and she ended up killing you, correct? Well, me and Beep wrote a song about it, and it goes like this, man. This one's about Tom the Bomb, man. Listen up. Tom the Bomb, he smoked the corn greener than the grass on lawn. Held the bomb just like a thumb, did the blunt inside his palm. Blown like Vietnam and Sassadon until he yawned at dawn. Dreamt he was a Mongol just like Genghis Khan without a gun. Well, they caught him out of bonds, wasn't fond of him but come. Look at him like Pokemon, held the knife like magic wand. Wanted to be solo single princess without the Han. Slit his throat in bench alarm, strangled him with satin thong. Threw the wedding ring over the balcony into the pond. Tom is now Obama, Babel Fett, need the powers on. His wife was never fond of him, a flying passion fruit the bomb. Tom the Bomb is gone, just like the falling of Enron, he's gone. Tom the Bomb's on intercom, man, what you tripping on? Tom the Bomb's on intercom, man, what you tripping on? Tom the Bomb's on intercom, man, what you tripping on?
Join us next week for another episode of Little Ray's World. See you then, man.